Oh, he's the same. I mean, he's had a good week of practice and really on top of his game. And again, some of that stuff, you know, when you play zone, sometimes you know the ball is going to be caught, you know, in front of you. You're the object in a zone defense is not to let it go over your head, more so than it is to take away every throw. So, you know, those kind of, you know, rating a game or grading a game that way, well, somebody caught so many balls close to Champ, it doesn't necessarily always tell you that Champ had a bad day, and I don't feel that way about him last week either.
Asked Champ about this yesterday. I mean, in the last several years, he's really liked to play off the receiver just because of the things you said. He likes to read the backfield, kind of feel the play in front of him. You kind of more impressed this year. Did you guys have to talk about that this offseason a little bit?
No. I think Champ has the ability to do whatever you want him to do in that regard. but there's certain weeks where if you need to be more disruptive at the line of scrimmage because, certain receivers, if you let them get running, they can be problematic, then you've got to go up there and try to attack them at the line of scrimmage early. And, you know, we've tried to make a smart decision about when to do that and when not to do it. And, you know, and so some weeks you're going to see us up there more. It's the same thing with Andre on the other side. He'll challenge more some weeks than he will others. Some of that's based on our scheme, our calls, and then the players that we're playing against.
Chris, players said this week, looking forward to getting back out there. They can't wait to get that taste out of their mouth, losing taste. Can that be a benefit of a short week? Are there benefits?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you come off a loss and then have to wait 8 days to play a Monday nighter, you know, it's a long week, you know, and it's Friday came quick this week, you know, because we got right back into it. Players were right here on Wednesday, you know, after a day off, and you always look forward to playing the next game after a game that you didn't feel great about. So, you know, having played on Monday and only having 6 days to get ready to go, I don't think that's a hindrance to us at all. We're all looking forward to making the trip tomorrow and playing the game on Sunday.
Can you see that in practice?
Yeah. A lot of energy. A ton of yesterday was maybe one of our best practices I've ever been a part of here. And it just had great enthusiasm, great execution, a lot of energy on both sides of the ball, doing the right things, being very aware of what we wanted them to be aware of relative to Washington's schemes. So it was a good feeling yesterday, and hopefully we come back and follow it up with another one today.
Obviously, I don't have the stats in front of me, but obviously lots been made of West Coast teams going east, and obviously against the Ravens didn't turn out that great. How many concessions have you made to that trip and the time change, especially with an early game in the east?
We just moved up our day. you know, Wednesday was normal, Thursday was earlier, today was even earlier. Tomorrow will be earlier, and you know we're just trying to subliminally get our body clocks more used to East Coast time, but we're not going to try anything dramatic. That time change and that shift in terms of getting up a little earlier, I mean I don't know if there's much more you can do other than that. You know, we're going to have an early meeting tomorrow morning. We had earlier meetings today, and we're going to practice at 11 o'clock Mountain Time today. That's when we're starting. And that's when the game, you know, is going to set the kickoff on Sunday. So if we've simulated it or got close to it, I think that's about what we aimed for. And we did the same thing for Cincinnati, you know, when we went there in week one. And then the same thing for Baltimore. So we're not going to look at that as some kind of a obstacle we have to get over. We have to get up and play no matter what time it is.
When you look at it, how do you see a guy like Fletcher keep himself free?
Yeah.
So much to make that many plays.
Yeah, he's played in a great scheme that fits his skill set very well. They'll cancel a lot of gaps in different ways than other teams will to allow him to run. You know, so even though most of your block, you know, he's the middle linebacker, so most of the time the middle linebacker is accounted for by the interior lineman, but you can't necessarily always do that based on what the play is that you're running, because they'll slant and then run linebackers into the gap so that he can go ahead and become – he basically is a middle linebacker that can become an outside linebacker real quick, you know, based on whatever the play is you're running. If you're running an outside play, he's going to be outside, you know. So, you know, those guys in the interior that normally block him, they can't get to him. you know, and you have to make allowances for that. They do it exceptionally well. They understand their role, and there's guys in that defense that know that they may not make a bunch of tackles, but he's gonna. And I think that takes unselfish players, and you see them do that on a weekly basis. And he goes and makes the plays and rewards them for doing their job.
Josh, you talk a lot about the importance of November and December football.
Yep.
And I was listening to Rod Smith this morning on the radio, and he says this time of year, like the whole league kind of slows down a little bit as far as all the players feel beat up, and they're not maybe as fast as they were when the season started. I mean, this is when the men and the boys get separated, and what is the key to that? Is it physical as far as how you prepare your team? Is it attitude?
I think there's no team in the league that's unique, like right now.
Right.
I mean, we're all sore, we're all tired, we've all been at it for a long time, but the key is that we've all been doing that. I mean, there's not a team that just started playing here recently. So you don't take time to feel sorry for yourself, because there's everybody else in the league that you're competing against is going through the same situation. So I think just being mentally tough enough to, you know, handle some of the adversities, you know, some of the setbacks, the soreness, the injuries, you know, a game that maybe wasn't the same as what you wanted it to be. You have to understand that, you know, each week in the season isn't going to go perfect. I think we would all agree, you know, all coaches would probably agree upon that before the season starts, that, you know, there's going to be weeks where we're not going to feel real good about what we did. It wasn't because we didn't try hard. It wasn't because we didn't have a decent plan. It wasn't because our players didn't want to win. It's just there's good teams and good players everywhere. And so, you know, this is that time of year that you just kind of refocus on each week as its own game and its own entity, and don't worry about what happened in the past. Try to make progress every day as much as you can. Improve your football team in every area that you can, because that's really the only way to play better late in the season, is to continue to improve. You can't, you know, kind of put a pause button right now in the season and then hope that we can pick it back up in December. You've got to just keep playing and keep fighting through, you know, whatever you may need to fight through at this time, whether it be physical or mental. So yesterday and Wednesday's practice was a great sign for our team that we can respond well with great enthusiasm and energy and go out there and execute the way we need to do it. And I think that's what you have to continue to do. You have to continue to do that the rest of the year.
Chris Thomas had a question for you.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Hey.
Talking more of a general story. So just, you're obviously not one to gloat about or anything like that, but do you derive any satisfaction for everything that happened when you were first hired, to the color situation, the criticism you received, and how good you guys are doing now? Is there any part of you that says, you know, hey, I stayed the course and I'm pleased with myself?
No, I think the only thing that I mean, my goal is to get our football team to play as well as we can. And the only satisfaction I'm going to derive from doing my job is winning, and winning enough games to say that we had a successful season and to put our team in position to be competitive at the end. And that's really where our satisfaction is going to come from. It's where mine's going to come from, you know, during my whole career. I don't think I'm going to be satisfied with some, you know, thing that happened 7 months ago or anything that may happen in the future in the off season, unless it pays off for us, obviously, with the results that we're all looking for. So I said it a long time ago when that was all going on, we're going to be judged by wins and losses and how well we do during the season, and I still think that's the case, and nothing has been finished. There's nothing that's been accomplished yet, and we've got to continue to fight. And if we have an opportunity to play there in the end, then, you know, I think then you can talk about what you think about the season. But right now, there's so long to go, and really that's the ultimate thing for us. We're just concerned about trying to win games.
Did it serve as any motivation, you know, say you were going to win 5 games and you exceeded that in the first 5 weeks into the
game? I don't know. I mean, the people that say you're going to win 5 games, I don't know how much they knew about our team. Obviously not very much. But you just come to work and you coach the guys you have. We've got a lot of prideful people in this building that believe in what they're doing and work hard every day to try to get better. And we know what we're capable of doing if we play well and coach well and do our jobs the right way. And that's really all that matters. And, you know, again, like I said, we're all going to be judged on one thing. And there's still 8 games to be played.